This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A television news reporter was attacked in Grand Junction yesterday. CPR's Tom Hess reports the suspect is being charged with a bias-motivated crime.
A 39-year-old man is in Mesa County Jail after police say he tackled and choked a man. The suspect is said to have questioned the victim about their nationality before following him and later attacking him. Grand Junction's KKCO reported the victim was a news employee at the station. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
United Airlines will launch a new nonstop flight between Denver and Rome next year. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
Flights between Denver and the Italian capital will start on May 1st, 2025. It's the first time there's ever been nonstop service between the two cities. DIA officials say Italy is Denver's fourth most popular country for international travelers, behind Mexico, Canada, and the UK. United also announced new nonstop flights to Regina, Saskatchewan, Peoria, Illinois, Buffalo, New York, Redding, California, and Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A Colorado judge has sanctioned a Denver man accused of taking financial advantage of women he met through dating apps. The state securities commissioner says Joseph Holder Jr. targeted single mothers to invest in a pain relief injection business. Holder took more than $120,000 that he then spent on himself. He was required to repay all of the investors. In exchange, the state's civil case against him was dismissed with prejudice, meaning it cannot be refiled. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.